preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate, and I always will. What I hate is someone mad enough to kill. What I love is someone with a heart that's really good. Now we can't change the whole wide world. Maybe we can change our neighborhood.
Of course, I like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. You know, these are impressive people. But I think Donald Trump's accomplished more in 1.5 years. And I think he's just getting warmed up because this initial blockade thrown up against Donald Trump by Peter Strzok and the other felons in the FBI and the Department of Justice and in the deep state and in the media. This blockade, Donald Trump has pretty much run the blockade. And the wheels are coming off. Peter Strzok apparently yesterday gave closed door testimony and wouldn't talk, wouldn't answer the questions. Now, today, what happened? And yesterday, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Republican congressman, and Trey Gowdy, they clobbered Rod Rosenstein. And he's the boss of Peter Strzok. And the dodge that Rosenstein used over and over again was, well, I didn't do that. Well, I have employees who are took care of that. And I don't do everything. And Jim Jordan wouldn't let him get away with it. He said, yes, you do. You are responsible. You are the boss. And then an egotistical moment occurred there for this supreme egotist, Rod Rosenstein, who was all beet red. At times he got beet red. It was really obvious and embarrassing how emotional he was. It looked like his eyeballs were about ready to pop out and his blood was going to squirt out of his ears. I don't remember what the number was, but he said, I have a lot of employees. It was either 150 or 115,000 people work for me. Oh, really, Rodney the Rat? They work for you. And that communicates the sense of imperial authority that he has as thinking of himself now as the Attorney General. And he was addressed that way in the committee hearing as Attorney General. That may be the form you're supposed to use to the Deputy Attorney General, but I wouldn't call him that. I'd call him the Deputy Attorney General. And then they also call people like that. They call him General, like the Surgeon General and things like that. Anyway, all of that good news, and they're closing in. Jordan is letting him know. Oh, that the great exchange. I'll try to play a little of that before the show ends. Jordan says, well, you know, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, Mr. Rosenstein, you know, the House is about to go after you. We're about to hold a vote in which you will be found in contempt, or documents will be demanded forthwith from you, or we go to the next step, which is, first subpoena, then contempt, and then impeachment. And Rosenstein really was coming unglued at the thought that the House was going to actually go after him. Let's listen for a moment here. Let's just listen to a little bit of my incredible experience yesterday Oh, my gosh. I was reporting to you from the road there in Fargo, south of me here in North Dakota. An unbelievably wonderful event. And you could tell Donald Trump was affected by it. Let's just drop in any old where in his speech. You can go anywhere. And it was more than an hour. I think it was about an hour and 20 minutes. Just go anywhere. Listen to the passion of the crowd that we were in. I'm just dropping it right in the middle. See what we get. We get a little ad, of course. But it's an ad for Donald Trump. So I like this ad. You may have seen it yourself many times on YouTube. We'll skip that ad.
Great trade deals. $7 trillion. Think of what that is. And people don't realize this. And we're going to get along with China. And we're going to get along with the European Union, which has barriers from our farmers and our people selling product into the European Union. Last year, with the European Union, and we love the European Union, we love the countries of the European Union. But the European Union, of course, was set up to take advantage of the United States, to attack our piggy bank, right? And you know what? We can't let that happen. Last year with the European Union, we lost $151 billion on trade. We had a trade deficit of $151 billion because they send the Mercedes in, they send the BMWs in, they send their products in. We send things to them. They say, no, thank you. We don't take your product. That's not the way it works. And for all those free traders out there, that's not free trade. That's stupid trade. That's stupid trade. So
he has the audience with him so completely. There were about 8,000 of us just roaring with laughter. I heard somebody commenting, I eavesdropped on somebody near me commenting about Donald Trump. He's the best comedian they've ever heard. He is one funny guy. And of course, and it's wonderful, funny humor. He's excoriating on our enemies and our foes. He tears them apart. And that's the most effective form of actual rhetoric, is being able to do that, to laugh at your enemy. They are really down for the count when you can laugh at them. And Donald Trump is the best at that. Let's just move. I'm at random. I'm just dropping the bouncing ball somewhere else in his speech. Here he is.
Say to my political people, sir, that's a horrible thing. What's a horrible thing? When you say, what the hell do you have to lose? That's a horrible thing. I said, but it's true. What the hell do you have to lose? And now I just said African-American unemployment is at the lowest level in history. Very, very close. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you very much. Thank you. So we keep going and we keep striving. And when it's all over, nobody's done the job that we've all done. Wages are rising. You know, for those of you that were with the campaign, which I think was probably about 130% of you, you would hear me talking about wages, where a person would have a job 21 years ago, 19 years ago from...
We hit an ad. And by the way, that brings up an important question. I'm in YouTube. I'm obviously pulling this video out of YouTube. Let's go back to Trump. Then I'm going to comment on YouTube.
And they made more money 19 years ago, relatively speaking, by far. Right.
That guy sounds good. Hire him. All right. Thanks. Hey, folks. Welcome to the Trump Phenomenon. This is James Kelso, your host in this live show. And you heard a little bit of a recorded me there for a minute. Mea culpa, my fault. But thank you for coming in on the show today. This is March 15th, 2019. And, let's see what happened in the Trump era today. One thing did happen, very interesting, is that the very cowardly thing, the failure to support the president with his obviously correct declaration of an emergency at the border. And who are those people who were so cowardly? And the, you know, shameful Rand Paul is on the list. But here are the, how many is it? 3, 6, 9, 12 Republicans who couldn't back up the president on declaring an emergency at the border. I mean, if that's not an emergency, there is no such thing. And to not have the brains to stick with your commander, to stick with the leader of your party. Here are these people. Both senators from Utah, Mitt Romney and Mike Lee. That is really embarrassing, the state of Utah. Then no other state had both their senators vote against the president. But you got Roy Blunt in Missouri, Marco Rubio in Florida, Roger Wicker in Mississippi, Rob Portman in Ohio, Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania, Jerry Moran in Kansas, Lamar Alexander in Tennessee, Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, Susan Collins in Maine, and then Rand Paul in Kentucky. That is really, really bad. And is that the team that can't shoot straight? If that large a percentage, well, I'll tell you, one of the things is this, one area where this is going to hurt. You have the House voting against the state of emergency by the president. Well, Nancy Pelosi, and she has a majority in the House. If the Republicans had the brains to back the president in the Senate, it would make it more difficult for a black-robed judge to make some sort of a ruling about legislative intent or the separation of powers. If the Senate had voted to back the president and the House to oppose him, a judge would have would have no clear direction there. But with both the Senate and the House saying, you are usurping our powers with your declaration of emergency, with your expenditure of funds, without our explicit prior approval on each and every dollar. Now the judge has got a clear path. So watch that decision come down from a variety of courts. But the thing illustrated here is, and maybe this will be one of the things we talk about tonight, is teamwork. Is the Republican Party capable of teamwork? Are Republicans capable of hanging together? And we might tie this to a theme we touched on, in the last couple of days, the Ann Coulter theme. Is there a connection here? Imagine if you're the president, and that's what you have to. I mean, imagine you're the president. And you are resorting to this tool, declaring a state of emergency on the border. And you know it's right. You know you have the power. You have the Attorney General, William Barr, is backing you up. Yes, this is lawful. And, it's the right thing. And then 12 people in your Republican narrow majority in the Senate vote against you, creating a big fat loss in the Senate. I think it was 59 votes against in the Senate, 59 votes against the president, I think, in the Senate, darn near the 60. Ouch. Getting up into that realm there where they could override a veto. That won't happen, but I mean, they're actually getting into that area. All right, so there's something interesting. Let's see how the president reacted to all of that today. American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people. Have you recognized
that in our country, healthcare.
I had a to do with health. I had a caller. Oh, to the show. I had a great phone call from Hawaii yesterday. I almost forgot this, and my caller may be out there. And he was making this point
to protect ourselves
that we have to stick with the team. And he was very persuasive. I was very moved by it, and the I felt such a kinship with the caller who had been listening to the show for more than 3 years. And I said, you know, I feel this kinship to you. So I said, let me do this. Let me try something. So I went into my family tree and I said, I think we've got to be cousins. And it turns out, I'm not going to use his actual family name, but he had given me his family name when he called. I went into my family tree and I am in his family. We share the same grandfather, and we are cousins. So it's kind of it's funny how that happens. One of the really fun discoveries for me in the subject of ancestry is how we really, you know, we feel like blood brothers and sisters in this cause that we're in, and it turns out we are. We're kin, we're blood kin, we're spiritual kin, and we really are a compact genetic family. Anyway, so that's a little side note there. I just remembered that from yesterday. All right. So let's see what the leader is saying here in the world of his tweeting.
Voice of truth and a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives?
All righty. He says, I'd like to thank all of the great Republican senators who bravely voted for strong border security and the wall. This will help stop crime, human trafficking, and drugs entering our country. Watch, when you get back to your state, they will love you more than ever before. So that was a good way to handle that. That was a positive way to handle that really disappointing showing by his team, by our team. And he tweeted that 8 hours ago, earlier today. Here's another important series of tweets today. And this is a... He's quoting... Who's he quoting? He's quoting Fox and Friends. New evidence that the Obama-era team of the FBI, Department of Justice, and CIA were working together to spy on and take out President Trump, all the way back in 2015, unquote. And then the president writes, a transcript of Peter Strzok's testimony is devastating. Hopefully the Mueller report will be covering this. Now, this is there are documents that people are making public now that were classified, and they're revealing them. Congressmen can do this. They do have some immunity and ability to do this. But this is one. This is a query of the president, and I don't know. I don't know what the shape of things is here. But apparently, there are documents that are devastating against the deep state that the president has chosen not to declassify. So that's an open question. I don't know what the story is there. The people that know the story are the ones who have seen those documents who are urging the president to declassify them. Anyway, I'll just put that out there. That pertains directly to what the president was just talking about there. In other words, we've got to see that evidence of the Obama era team. Then the president writes, so he writes this 12 hours ago. So if there was knowingly and acknowledged to be zero crime when the special counsel was appointed, that's Mueller, and if the appointment was made based on the fake dossier paid for by crooked Hillary, and now disgraced Andrew McCabe, he and all stated there was no crime, then the special counsel should never have been appointed. And there should be no Mueller report. This was an illegal and conflicted investigation in search of a crime. Russian collusion was nothing more than an excuse by the Democrats for losing an election that they thought they were going to win. Now, it's much worse than that. And then he says this should never happen to a president again. But it's much worse than that's all true, what the president just tweeted today. But it's much worse than that. It was more than an excuse by the Democrats for losing the election. It was two even more important things. One, it was a coup d'etat. That's treason. A coup d'etat against the about to be elected president of the United States and then the elected president. And it was a cover-up of criminality, which is also felonious. That is, Mueller, right now, what is Mueller doing? What is he accomplishing? What has he accomplished for 2 years? He has accomplished the obfuscation, the distraction away from the crimes of his own group. The Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey, Mueller, Clinton, Obama, Holder, cabal. All the crimes of those people. You know, you want to distract the public? Jump up and down and scream and indict and charge and investigate. Throw sand in the eyes of the public. Those two, Mueller has accomplished those things. And then another thing that's been accomplished, in addition to the coup d'etat and the cover-up, is blunting the effectiveness of the Trump first 2 years. How much of the Trump's energy has been drained off by Mueller? A lot. A lot. All righty, so that's the president tweeting today. He's in a very mellow mood, very kind in his comments there. He could be much more harsh than he is there. All righty, let me go to my call board here and take a peek and see what's going on with y'all on the call board. I've got Tom in Broward County, Florida. Tom, what's on your mind today?
James, I want to report what you said on another show about the carpenters. I talked to a carpenter a few years back, and I did not tell him anything about my political beliefs, but he told me flat out that the Mexicans put him out of business after 25 years of being a carpenter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stay there. We'll come back to your thought right after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big Bad John. Donald John, that is. Big. We're back, folks.
Big Bad
and we're
John.
Talking to Tom in Broward County. Tom was mentioning something that goes unnoticed. The media, of course, don't cover it. Young people are too young to remember. But it used to be, think about it, folks. If you're younger, you must find this hard to believe. America used to be a white nation. It's like, it was. I was there. I was born in it and grew up in it. We were 90% white people in America. And that's a fact. And that never needed to change. And when that was the case, now, and of course, in many of our nations, we were 100% of the population. So in Germany, in France, in Britain, Scandinavia, the Netherlands, we were not 90% of the population. We were 100% of the population. So now let me ask the question. Did we do all the things, all the jobs that needed doing in our society when we were 90 or 100% white? Did we white folks do everything? Did we? Like if you hired somebody to lay carpet or linoleum, was it a bunch of white guys that showed up at your door? If you had a crew of roofers redoing your shingles, were they white guys? If you drove by a new house under construction, were the guys doing the framing white guys? If there was a concrete truck stopped by the curb and were the guys pouring concrete, white guys? If the driveway was getting asphalted, same story. How about if you had some cabinetry installed, you wanted to call, do some remodeling? Did white guys show up at your door? How about drywall in that construction project? Or painting, when you needed a painter to paint your house? The answer to all of those questions, folks, is yes. The guys, all those guys were white, and they were guys. They weren't ladies. They were guys, white guys who showed up. When I speak all those things, I can relate to them because most of the things I just named right there, I used to do. But now, any of those things that I mentioned, if you see a crew just about anywhere in the United States, there are no white guys in that crew. And addressing Tom in Broward County's point here, it's so bad that if you wanted to be, let's say you were some kind of a dumb bunny who had been, who was the guy who fell asleep and then woke up like 20 years later, help me out, somebody, but the guy who went to sleep and then woke up. If you were that guy and you showed up and you wanted to be a roofer, you would be laughed off of the job site. Hey, gringo, get lost. You don't speak our language. You don't eat our food. You're not going to want to sit up on a hot roof with a bunch of us, who kind of want to throw you off the roof. So it's not only that there aren't any white guys doing roofing anymore. It would be unsafe to even try. And then again, to your point, Tom, the wages have gotten lower in all those professions. Any guy entering those professions is going to make less today than he would have made in 1980. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, if you want to start a business and you don't want to pay your white employees, then go out of business. That's the moral of that story. I also talked to a guy that was an electronic technician and he's trying to do business with Cisco out west in California somewhere. And they said, sir, if you're not in China, we're not doing business with you.
Yeah. It's across the board. Shipping our jobs overseas. It's a twofold thing. Of course, everyone in this audience is, hugely familiar with this. Ship the jobs overseas, outsourcing, and then bring in an invasion to replace us here. If for any jobs we still do here, we have to do our roofing here. And, asphalt and cabinetry and drywall all have to happen here. Try to find a drywall crew in California of white guys. Good luck. You're not going to find a drywall crew. And, everything we live in is drywall. It's a really important thing, putting up walls and all those different things. Those are real jobs, real important jobs. And we used to do all those jobs. So a couple points emerge from that. We've never been unwilling to do our own work. We don't need immigrants to do the work. The work is not going to not get done. We're not going to live in houses with raw, bare framing and no drywall because we white people don't know how to do drywall and we don't want to do that work. Nonsense. In my lifetime, I did that work. I do know how to do it. And I'm willing to do it. And all the other things. We're not going to live without shingles. And we're not going to drive on dirt streets with no asphalt. We know how to do all those things. We invented all those things. We invented drywall. We invented shingles. We invented asphalt. That was invented by somebody. It was a white guy that invented asphalt. And everything about the business. And we enjoyed doing it. We did it extremely well. And we got paid well. Tradesmen got paid well. And then now comes the invasion. And so for younger people, Tom, it must seem like well, you know, these are things that only people who speak Spanish do, because that's all they've ever seen. But it's just so you know, folks, that is not ancient history. That's in my memory, I remember, and all of doing all those things, and when we did all those things, and then I also remember the transition. I remember as the tide shifted, and all of a sudden there are these, you know, there was a period there where you'd see there'd be a white crew, and then there'd be a Mexican crew, and then you'd see another white crew and another Mexican crew, and then the proportion got changed more and more and more, and then there was sort of a tipping point, and we were just all run out of our own professions. And couldn't even, and it's in Los Angeles, it's mind-boggling. Some people have done studies in Los Angeles where they have established that the wages have gotten incredibly low, unsustainable, and what would happen, by the way? Let's get to the immigration point. If we stopped immigration, what would happen? Well, the wages would have to rise. Employers would have to offer better wages. It's basic economics 101, supply and demand. The supply of laborers goes down. The demand for the laborers goes up. What happens between those two curves? Wages go up so that the curves are brought into equilibrium. Tom, any other comment that you've got?
Yeah, I talked to a Hispanic guy not too long ago. You know how much money they make a month in Cuba? $40. Everybody gets $40 a month in Cuba.
Wow. Well, that's a story there. This guy Maduro in Venezuela, apparently his basically sponsorship and his muscle comes from Cuba. And it's interesting to see these the socialist Democrats, a number of them, backing Maduro in Venezuela, where, you know, and folks, think about this in Venezuela. Venezuela once had a prosperous middle class. It was a wealthy South American nation sitting on, at the time, the largest oil reserve in the world in Lake Maracaibo. And due to socialism and due to the practices and standards of the third world, this middle class, prosperous economy of Venezuela has been driven down to the point where people are, eating sewage and actually starving. So there you go. That's a sort of a Cuban story there. Tom, well, thank you, Tom.
The oil,
yeah,
the oils are in the lake in Venezuela now. It's all leaking into the lake, and they can't really go fishing unless, you know, they got oil all over the fish.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. I've never been to Venezuela. I've been close. I've been to the island of Aruba, right off the Venezuelan coast, but which is in the Dutch Antilles. But I've never actually been to Venezuela. Well, thank you, Tom. Let's go to George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. And go ahead, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, the outcome in Venezuela would be a lot more different if one thing were to happen, that, you know, the president told Bolton and Pompeo, there's the door, and don't let it hit you in the ass on the way out. Because, they're standing between him and Russia, you know, trying to normalize relations. Because if there was normalized relations, you know, there'd be a different relationship with Cuba, with Venezuela, and with China. Because all this policy is doing, antagonistic policy is doing, is pushing Russia towards the people we don't want him to be out, them allied with.
George, what you're describing there is another side effect, or one of the purposes of the Mueller witch hunt, the fake Russian collusion story. One of the purposes of that is to make it impossible, or darn near impossible, for Donald Trump to strike the friendly stance with Vladimir Putin and the Russians that was a natural all along, and that should have been one of the greatest outcomes and successes of the Trump revolution, would be peace with Russia and great cooperation and harmony between the two largest, let's get back to that question of who we are, the two largest white populations in the world. America, clearly number one. Russia, clearly number two. Those two greatest white populations need to do what we're bad at doing, which is to unite and cooperate and regard themselves as a team. So that this is a question we won't answer in a matter of seconds here, but yes, there are people who want antagonism, conflict, even war between Russia, the Russian people, and the American people. That's a divide and conquer in my book. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the thing is, prior to the Bolshevik Revolution, the United States and Russia were natural allies. People don't realize we were natural allies from the war from independence, both war for independence and the Civil War, the war between the states. Russia has always fought for the United States. They always frustrated the British trying to interfere.
Yeah. Well, I'm weak on this history, but I believe there were actual American troops in uniform who fought against the Bolsheviks with the White Russians. They were just called the White Russians, who were fighting a civil war in Russia during the Russian Revolution. And they came close to winning. They came close to beating Trotsky and the Red Armies, the White Russians did. And there, I believe there were Americans actually deployed in that war. Yes, we were natural allies and natural friends. And the, what Mueller has done, I didn't kind of sketch out what the logic of this is. Mueller and the whole Russian collusion hoax, it makes it very difficult for the president to cooperate with Russia, because then that gets twisted by the Mueller left-wing demon rats. And, we're told that Mueller's a Republican. Folks, he's not a Republican. He's a Republican the same way that Paul Ryan is and that John McCain was. Then if the president, he's colluding with the Russians if he does something, like if he just shakes Vladimir Putin's hand and the two men smile at each other, Oh, look at that evidence of collusion, which is not a crime, by the way. Look at this. Vladimir and Donald sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. That's what the left does with that. So both Putin and Trump have been unable to do what they would have naturally done, which would have been great cooperation. And on this show, George, you remember this, we used to... I think once in a while I went and got some theme music from the Love Boat show or something, and I talked about we'd have love boats plying the Atlantic from New York City to St. Petersburg, and we patriots would have a hell of a good time enjoying the beauty of our cousins in the second greatest white nation on earth, Russia. We should never have been opposed to each other. And you're right, George. That Bolshevik Revolution, boy, did that derail history.
Well, the thing is, Molly, I talked to a lot of Russian people. They are not happy with being allied with China. They're not happy with being allied with some of these tyrannical regimes. And the thing is, they don't want to have anything to do with China, because Russia and China do have a very bitter history. They did.
Well, Trump can't be blamed for this. All of the missed opportunities, the things that woulda, coulda, shoulda been, if the left had not so effectively and powerfully thwarted so much, like the wall. The wall should have been a simple, straightforward matter. But the left has, in fact, thrown up incredible barriers at every step of the way. Court injunctions, you know, and you name it, barriers thrown up. And most importantly for Trump, you know, and this is a hard thing to imagine, they are going through everything. They are subpoenaing and grabbing and digging and poking at everything Donald Trump has ever done, all of his private life, everything. That's an unbearable burden. What man can we name who has undergone that kind of a, that's living torture? We'll come right back and talk about it. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, we're back, folks. And here's another piece of good news in the Trump era. Donald Trump, he tweets encouragement for a great trade deal with Britain. And what's going on there? Well, our British cousins have the same rhino problem that we have. Theresa May could be called a rhino. She has destroyed almost completely destroyed Brexit, which was a beautiful Trumpian moment where the British people shocked the establishment, shocked the deep state of Britain by voting to leave the European Union. What a beautiful thing. What a moment. And then Theresa May, who's the conservative prime minister, you know, conservative in name only, like a rhino, Republican in name only. She's a kino, conservative in name only for Britain. She then insists that she is going to be in charge, even though she was against, she was a, what do they call it, a remainer. She was not a leaver, she was a remainer. She should have stepped aside as prime minister. She had been repudiated by the people, especially the British people. There are a lot of non-British people in Britain now, unfortunately, who are voting. The British people overwhelmingly voted to leave the European Union. Well, she has screwed it up by insisting on being in charge of it. What's the analogy there? The analogy is to Paul Ryan. What did Paul Ryan do after Donald Trump was elected? You know, and Paul Ryan, remember where Paul Ryan comes from. Who was Mitt Romney's running mate in 2012? Paul Ryan. Yes, the snake, the rat. And these guys are still at work on this. Jeb Bush today said that a Republican ought to challenge Donald Trump in the 2020 primary challenge to Donald Trump. These rats. So Theresa May has screwed up Brexit so royally that the British people may have lost it. Well, Donald Trump tried to help today. He said one of the tactics that the kinos, the rhinos in Britain have done is to say, if you leave the EU, the economy of Britain will be destroyed. You and you, all of you people, will be thrown into a giant economic downturn. Well, this isn't true. The exact reverse would happen. But Donald Trump, trying to reinforce that point, the opposite point, he said, if Britain leaves the EU, we can have a great bilateral trade deal directly between the United States and Britain. Britain would boom with a Trump trade deal. And Trump is putting that out. He's offering that at this crucial moment to reassure the British people, yes, go ahead, get out of the EU, and we'll have a great trade relationship. The sort of thing we should have, would have, could have had with Russia. Trump. Hey, pick up all of these themes again on Sunday at our 2-hour extravaganza. See you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.